Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joanna Brandy's here, too, because she's our good friend. One of the smartest minds in customer care in the world, probably in the galaxy, too. She's the author of so many books and articles and documents on customer care that I can't name them all, but two of her books are 54 Ways to Stay Positive in a Changing World, also Winning at Customer Retention, 101 Ways to Keep Them Happy, Loyal, and Coming Back. Joanna Brandy is our good friend. Joanna, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and thank you.
It's good to have you back, Joanna. And folks, we got two or three things going on here at the same time, Joanna. It's obviously National Women's Small Business Month, and that's one of the reasons why you're here, to be one of four women who are on the show today to help us celebrate that, concurrently with something that's very important in your life, and that is what this week is. Tell us what this week is.
It's National Customer Service Week.
Bingo. And I actually said that you were going to have that changed on Monday, Joanna. I said, if I know Joanna, she's going to have that changed to National Customer Care Month.
I would love to do
because,
that.
Because every time I say customer service, you zap me with a little electrode. And also, though, this is one more. There's one more day. Today is World Teachers Day. Did you know that?
No.
A day to honor the teachers who contributed in our lives. And I'll tell you what, Joanna, in my second book is about to roll off the press. And in both books, in the acknowledgments, I've singled out two teachers who made a difference in my life. And I'll tell you, I don't know where I'd be without those guys.
Isn't that wonderful?
And I'm sure you have this, you feel the same way.
You know, what I'm thinking about is, cause you said all three of them together, and what I'm thinking about is how we as women business owners, though, have a responsibility to at all times be teaching. And I think the things that we need to teach in the world are those things related to care. I think women bring a special dimension to business. And all of my studies in business now, and you know I'm constantly moving and changing and doing. This year I became a graduate of the Authentic Happiness Coaching Program, and this week I'm doing my first speech on happiness, not even going to mention customer care. It's just pure, just talking about how to create more happiness in your life. And when you think about it, it is so important to create a caring environment for people at work, not only our customers, but our employees. So when our employees give us 40, 50, 60 hours a week of their time, of their energy, of themselves, I think women especially are equipped to develop the kinds of cultures in business where people feel cared about. Because here's what I've discovered, is when human beings feel that you care about them, they want to come back for more, whether that's the customers, and all of the studies show that the biggest determinant of whether or not a customer becomes loyal to a company is their connection with the company, their emotional connection with the company, and their perception that the company cared about them. And we find the same evidence in the workplace. People that give the most at work are the people feel that the boss cares about them.
Not only giving the most at work, but research has shown decade after decade, Joanna. I've now lived a few decades, and I've gotten this information over the decades, and that decade after decade, the information is the same on employees, and that is that the number one reason people leave their employment is because they were not appreciated.
Absolutely. That's generally the number
one reason. Not by the company, but by a manager.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. No, absolutely right.
It's all about the manager. They may have loved the company, but whoever they worked for didn't appreciate them. And appreciate can be interpreted, a number of ways.
Oh, absolutely. It's not about just somebody coming over and saying, "Boy, I really appreciate you showing up today." I mean, that's a piece of it.
It could be just indifference or whatever. But let me ask you this question. Do you think that femininity in the marketplace is increasing? Do you see that in leadership?
I would phrase it a little bit differently. I would say that we are beginning to see a much more feminine style of leadership emerge.
And is that a good thing?
It's absolutely. You know what it is, Jim? It's balancing. The business world has traditionally followed the male-oriented military
model.
Has
it been too masculine?
Is what too masculine?
Is the marketplace been too masculine?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. It's been too it has not been focused enough on relationship. It's been focused more on conquering. And if you look at the language of marketing, and if you look at, we have targets, we have blitzes, we have guerrilla marketing, we have, just even listen to the language, we have a front line, even in customer service, and we have a hard time getting rid of that one. We have a front line. If you listen to how we talk about our customers in traditional business, especially in hierarchical institutions, but I've also seen this in companies as small as 10 people, we have a conqueror kind of attitude towards the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a nurturer kind of attitude. And what we're finding now, especially since women-owned businesses are so prevalent today, is that women, quite frankly, aren't interested in being conquered. We're not interested in being targeted. We're interested in finding partners.
Mm-hmm.
We're interested in working in collaboration.
I definitely think, and I haven't said it the way you said it, probably because I may not be capable of saying that, but I definitely think, and my audience has heard me say this before, this is very consistent with my past statements about this, and that is that the 21st century is more about partnerships than it is about competition. And it's not that you won't have competitors. It's not that you won't compete. It's not that you won't be competitive. It's not that you won't be aggressively competitive,
mm-hmm.
but you will be more likely to look for an opportunity to partner with somebody and to maybe be their customer or to find customers together than you will be to beat each other's brains out for that customer.
Absolutely, and if you look at what's happening in the computer segment, you know, there was on the business news last night, there was an interview with Scott McNeely from Sun Microsystems.
Yep, Sun and Google.
And Sun and Google and Microsoft. Now, these people are, in many ways, competitors, mm-hmm. yet they are learning. You know, somebody out there in the Silicon Valley named it coopetition.
Right. Yep, I heard that a long time ago. Yeah, well this is a case where Sun and Google are coming together perhaps to compete with Microsoft. There's no love loss. Trust me, there's no love loss between Sun Microsystems and Microsoft itself.
No, but they do work together in other environments.
I don't know about that. That's a pretty acrimonious relationship there between Mr. McNeely and anyway, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. Joanna Brandy is here, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back with me right after these messages. Stay with us. Game. The Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out. When you get a chance, you can subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. You can subscribe to my blog. That's right, RSS, really simple syndication. It works like a charm. It's new technology. I say new technology. It's not all that new, but it's new to really the masses. It's really now just starting to get diffused into the public arena. So check it out. You can find out more about it at our website, including links to where you can get the technology on our site. So go to Jim's blog on the homepage, or you can go to jimsblog.biz. Joanna Brandy is our guest, and she has contributed so much to us over the years. We're now, Joanna and I are now in our eighth year together. How about that, Joanna?
I think you've lasted more than most of the relationships in my life, Jim.
Well, it's we're now working on the next anniversary with Joanna will be 9 years.
Oh, no,
nine
really?
Year no, 7 years. It'll be eight years. We're in our eighth.
Hey,
be the
please.
Eighth. It's getting away from me, Joanna. Joanna is, ladies and gentlemen, is the outstanding customer care expert in the world. Joanna, give us your website, please.
CustomerCareCoach.com and CustomerRetention.com.
And they can, now your newsletter is available there?
Newsletters available at both of them. We do a free newsletter at biweekly.
What about Customer Care Coach? Can we still get that?
Customer Care Coach is available at thecustomercarecoach.com. That's a weekly training program in customer care for those organizations that really want to change the culture.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is, you've heard me talk so many times before about how small business owners can level the playing field with big companies by doing online training. There is no better example of what I just said than the Customer Care Coach. I really hope you'll check it out. And that's customercarecoach.com, right, Joanna?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for making that available. Joanna, you were talking about the feminization.
Oh, no, I wasn't. Let's not use that word.
Okay.
Why don't we talk about the balancing?
Okay. Well, I understand. But now, the thing about it is when you talk about increasing getting a little more of a feminine attitude in leadership in the marketplace today. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah.
But that doesn't, you don't mean that, or you don't want that to mean passive, do you?
Oh, no.
Because passive doesn't get a lot done in the marketplace.
No.
Because you're a very feminine woman. Your leadership style is very much, in line with your gender. But you're not a passive person, Joanna.
I'm not passive at all. And, in fact, I think what we forget is that, each of us have both male and female energies. Let's put it that way. We're not just.
You're always saying that about me, aren't you, Joanna? That I'm in touch with my feminine side. You always say that.
You know something? There, we tend to label everything. We tend to label everything. But let's look at my style of leadership. A feminine style of leadership. Number one is inclusive. It's less ego. Now, not always, because there are a lot of women trained in the workplace to be just like men. But a woman's natural leadership style is much more inclusive. It's a lot less egotistic because it's more about the good of the whole than the good of the one.
Mm-hmm.
Women are naturally better at managing multiple priorities because they're, get four or five kids running around and all that kind of stuff and put a woman in action, and boy, you'll see somebody that can manage multiple priorities. A woman does tend to use her intuition more. Are women more intuitive than men? I don't think so. I think women are more in tune with it.
That men don't have intuition. It's just
men have intuition.
Women use it better, don't they?
Yes, but if you read a lot about leadership, and you look at some of the leaders, even Jack Welch's book, and people that are outstanding leaders, they're very clear that they use their intuition. Now, of course, a man will say, "I listen to my gut." A woman may say, "I listen to my intuition." Intuition shows up in a lot of places. The one thing I can tell you about intuition, and I delve into mine quite frequently because it's a very, it's very good. And I tell that to my clients when I start working with them. One of the things that I bring to the table is I've got very good intuition. You have to be quiet to hear it. And so when you talk about, do we have to be passive? We don't have to be passive, but we occasionally have to be still.
Bravado does not lend itself to hearing your intuition, does it?
No. Because bravado is about, okay, I want to hear myself talk about what I think is important. Mm-hmm. And intuition, especially in a relationship, is about, I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to listen to what that other person needs. And I think that, by and large, women are trained to listen to other people's needs better.
Joanna, I've got about a little bit less than a minute. There are women out there right now who are where you were when you started in business, and I'd like for you to talk to them in the last 45 seconds. What would you like to say to them?
I think the most important thing is to have courage and to not change your natural leadership style. When I was in the corporate world, I had to become like them. And one of the reasons I started my own business was so I could take a deep breath and be myself. I think authenticity is the most important thing that a woman can bring to the table. I think women need to be courageous enough to be themselves because we need more of the feminine energy in the business world today.
And Joanna, the interesting thing is you're the third lady on this show today, and you're the third person today who said something exactly what you said, but maybe a little bit different than the others. It's amazing how much the three of you think alike along those lines. Joanna, thank you for being here. CustomerCareCoach.com, right?
That's it, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanna. See you later. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, she is the best. It's official. Quick break, 29 after, right back with Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.